Lesson 11. Reservations. 1. Part A. Micro listening. Phonetics. Sentence stress.
Drill 1. Listen to the following carefully. Repeat what you hear and underline the words that are stressed. Example. Out of sight. Out of mind.
1. It never rains, but it pours.
2. When angry, count 100.
3. Be slow in choosing a friend, slower in changing.
4. The more you study, the more you'll find yourself ignorant.
5. Little drops of water, little drops of sand, make the mighty ocean and the pleasant land.
Drill 2. You're going to hear a short poem twice. Listen carefully and supply the missing stressed words in the blanks. Then listen again and repeat what you hear.
Life. Life can be good. Life can be bad. Life is most cheerful, but sometimes sad. Life can be dirty. Life can even be painful, but life is what you make it. So try to make it beautiful.
Now listen again.
Life. Life can be good. Life can be bad. Life is most cheerful, but sometimes sad. Life can be dirty. Life can even be painful. But life is what you make it. So try to make it beautiful. Part B. Macro listening. Dialogue 1. I'd like to book a table for tonight. Now listen to the dialogue.
Hello. Old England Restaurant. Can I help you?
Yes. I'd like to book a table for tonight.
Yes, sir. What time?
8 o'clock.
Certainly. For how many people?
There are 10 of us.
10 of you? We don't usually accept large parties, sir.
I know, but we are regular customers.
What's your name, please, sir?
Michael Peterson.
Mr. Peterson, of course. That'll be all right. We'll put 2 tables together.
Thanks.
What food do you prefer for today, sir? We have fresh seafood tonight.
No, we are all vegetarians.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Hello. Old England Restaurant. Can I help you?
Yes. I'd like to book a table for tonight.
Yes, sir. What time?
8 o'clock.
Certainly. For how many people?
There are 10 of us.
10 of you? Well, we don't usually accept large parties, sir.
I know, but we are regular customers.
What's your name, please, sir?
Michael Peterson.
Mr. Peterson, of course. That'll be all right. We'll put 2 tables together.
Thanks.
What food do you prefer for today, sir? We have fresh seafood tonight.
No, we are all vegetarians.
Question number 1. What does Mr. Peterson want to do?
Question number 2. What do you know about the restaurant?
Question number 3. Where does the conversation take place?
Question number 4. How does the restaurant manage to accept a large party?
Question number 5. What can you infer from the dialogue?
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and take notes of the man's phone call to complete the following table.
Hello, Old England Restaurant. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to book a table for tonight.
Yes, sir. What time?
8 o'clock.
Certainly. For how many people?
There are 10 of us.
10 of you? Well, we don't usually accept large parties, sir.
I know, but we are regular customers.
What's your name, please, sir?
Michael Peterson.
Mr. Peterson, of course. That'll be all right. We'll put 2 tables together.
Thanks.
What food do you prefer for today, sir? We have fresh seafood tonight.
No, we are all vegetarians.
Dialogue 2. Is that a direct flight? Now listen to the dialogue.
Northwest Airlines, may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to make a reservation. Do you have any flight for New York on December the 20th?
Yes, there is one.
Could you tell me about it?
Sure. It's flight number 586, which departs from here at 10:50 a.m. and arrives at 6:50 p.m. local time.
Is that a direct flight?
No, it stops for 3 hours in Tokyo. But you don't have to change plane.
That's okay. Are there still any seats available on that flight?
Yes, there are. May I know your name, please?
Mary Grant.
Mary Grant. What class do you prefer?
Economy, please.
All right.
What is the exact fare?
That'll be $1,250.
It's quite expensive, isn't it?
Well, it's the holiday season, you know.
I see.
Let me check with you again. Flight number 586 for New York, December 20th, Economy, Miss Mary Grant. Is that right?
That's right. Thank you, sir.
Welcome to fly Northwest, Miss Grant.
Exercise 1. listen to the dialogue and write down 5 of the questions the customer asked to book an air ticket.
Northwest Airlines, may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to make a reservation. Do you have any flight for New York on December the 20th?
Yes, there is one.
Could you tell me about it?
Sure. It's flight number 586, which departs from here at 10:50 a.m. and arrives at 6:50 p.m. local time.
Is that a direct flight?
No, it stops for 3 hours in Tokyo. But you don't have to change plane.
That's okay. Are there still any seats available on that flight?
Yes, there are. May I know your name, please?
Mary Grant.
Mary Grant. What class do you prefer?
Economy, please.
All right.
What is the exact fare?
That'll be $1,250.
It's quite expensive, isn't it?
Well, it's the holiday season, you know.
I see.
Let me check with you again. Flight number 586 for New York, December 20th, Economy, Miss Mary Grant. Is that right?
That's right. Thank you, sir.
Welcome to fly Northwest, Miss Grant.
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and write down short answers to the following questions.
Northwest Airlines, may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to make a reservation. Do you have any flight for New York on December the 20th?
Yes, there is one.
Could you tell me about it?
Sure. It's flight number 586, which departs from here at 10:50 a.m. and arrives at 6:50 p.m. local time.
Is that a direct flight?
No, it stops for 3 hours in Tokyo. But you don't have to change plane.
That's okay. Are there still any seats available on that flight?
Yes, there are. May I know your name, please?
Mary Grant.
Mary Grant. What class do you prefer?
Economy, please.
All right.
What is the exact fare?
That'll be $1,250.
It's quite expensive, isn't it?
Well, it's the holiday season, you know.
I see.
Let me check with you again. Flight number 586 for New York, December 20th, Economy, Miss Mary Grant. Is that right?
That's right. Thank you, sir.
Welcome to fly Northwest, Miss Grant.
This is the end of Lesson 11.